This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/CAGCAST80 and enter CAGCAST80.
The CAGCAST episode number 606. I'm your host, TBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's about to announce his Masked Singer spinoff podcast, Wombat.
Ooh, I should do that. The Masked Podcast?
It's a good idea.
Right?
Isn't that a show where people speculate about things that are going to happen in the future?
I could do the Masked Minute.
But it's too short.
Yeah, it's true. Well, maybe it would be longer than a minute, but the Masked Minute has an alliteration, so it might be easy to remember.
How about the Masked Mwombat?
Maybe, and it wouldn't even have to be that, you know, I'd only have to do like 10 shows a year.
Right.
Because it's only on, it's not on, you know, it's not like a full season.
Should be a Patreon, I feel.
Ooh, who would pay for that? Let's get some, let us know.
Don't let me know. I don't give a shit. Let Wombat know.
Tweet to me and let me know. Maybe I'll start a Patreon. Because that's a thing I could do.
Is it?
No.
I would if you wanted to do a spinoff podcast that I don't want to be on it, but you could send me the, I'm saying you could send me the audio and I would put it out. I'd make a separate feed for you. I could set all that up. I would set that all up for you.
Really? Yeah. Okay, now I have to think about this. What would the Wombat Patreon show be is something to think about.
Right.
And also if anyone would do it.
Yeah, I only need like 60%.
Yeah, and it wouldn't. They probably would be short things. But
well, I didn't hear that part. No, I'd be happy to help you out with that.
Like a dollar a month, right? That's yeah. There's only one show I ever considered doing the Patreon for, and I haven't even done that. So
Shipwreck, I shouldn't have said anything. He's going to be thinking about this the entire show now.
I know. Uh-huh.
I should have waited till after the show.
Ching, 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 ching.
No, but seriously, if you wanted to do something, I could totally help you with the production side of that for pro bono, pro friendo.
That is a very nice and gracious offer, and I'm touched.
I'm bowing right now.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I do. Good. That makes me feel good.
Oh, good. Be my pleasure.
Cool. How you doing, Ship?
I'm doing fine.
How them Bengals?
They're looking solid for that number one pick.
You know what? I'm a Jet fan. I got nothing to talk about.
Right. You guys have a win, right?
Do we have a win? I don't think so.
I think you guys have won at least one.
Did we? I feel like we didn't.
The Bengals have a big Week 16 matchup against the Dolphins. Coming up.
For the first pick? For that first round draft pick?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Jets may sneak up on you. Someone else may get mono.
Oh, that was... I can't even be upset at the Bengals this year because I knew this was going to be a terrible year.
Mm-hmm. You're better off knowing.
Yeah.
Going in knowing
that AJ Green is hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, and not going to probably play for a good portion of the season, if at all, kind of sets the expectations.
Makes the tickets cheaper, too.
Yes. I predict there's going to be hardly anybody there from this point out. I ate at Gold Star today. They had a promo going up. They had signs up on their windows for buy one, get one three ways after every Bengals win.
Yeah, they're not going to be handing out too many, probably.
Probably not.
Safe bet.
Cincinnati sports. We're the best. How about that big red machine?
I was going to say, you still have the NBA.
There was a question I think about. Is backcourt no. A basketball related term?
Yeah, it's a backcourt.
Oh, because there was a sports related question for you, Shipwreck.
Okay.
I wasn't sure.
Was that it? What's a backcourt?
No. Okay. Does Shipwreck have high hopes for Darius Garland? Can he coexist with Sexton in the backcourt? That's from Kevin So, by the way.
No, I don't.
Don't have high hopes.
No, don't have high hopes.
Okay. There you go.
Yep.
Answered all the... Okay, we've no more sports.
No more sports.
For like 5 or 10 more episodes.
Okay.
That was all right.
Too many sports. Too many sports.
Oh, you know what I have to talk about?
Not sports, I hope.
No, on Saturday, I spent the whole day outside in the park getting exercise because it was the annual Grateful Greyhound fundraiser in the park.
Oh.
It was a costume ball.
Wow.
For greyhounds. It was 4 hours long.
That's long.
And my dog won second place.
Wow.
In the greyhound costume contest.
Oh, the dogs wear the costumes. Not the
dogs wear the costumes. It was too hot for humans to wear costumes. Right. And the dogs couldn't wear costumes for too long. Because,
right.
Again, it was too hot.
Right.
But... We did win a nice basket full of stuff.
Dog
so
stuff?
That was nice. Dog stuff and a candle.
A human candle?
Dogs love candles.
Dogs love candles. So,
did it have a picture of a greyhound on the side of the candle?
I think it did, actually.
I'm familiar with these benefits.
Yes. It was one of those benefits. And it was, you know, a lot. It had the Chinese auction and the silent auction.
What's a Chinese auction? That sounds like you shouldn't say that.
Right.
I know, right? That's what first of all, I said the same thing.
What is that?
Auction? I've never heard this term. This is like a chicken roll all over again.
Yeah, this is when you buy a sheet of raffle tickets for $20 in this case. And you got 20 tickets for your $20. And they had two tables set up with a whole bunch of prizes and a little basket. In this case, it was like a Chinese food container.
Uh-huh.
With the number on it that corresponds with the number of one of the items on the table. And you take your ticket and you put it in one of the, in as many or whatever baskets you want.
Okay.
So let's say there's one item you really want.
We got it. I've just never heard of it in this racist manner before.
Right. What's Chinese about?
That's what they called it. I honestly,
Wombat, why did you make this racist auction?
Exactly. But I did win 3 things in the Chinese auction. So. Oh. So go me. That was nice.
It can also be known as a penny social, a penny sale, or a tricky tray.
That sounds more racist.
Right.
And I also won something in the silent auction. We won a scooter for Elliot.
Nice.
He got an $80 scooter for $30.
But he didn't pay the $30, probably.
No, he did not. He did.
Got it
but
for
still,
free.
Yeah. He got a free e-scooter. But he went there and he had to sit there in the sun for 4 hours and I thought he was going to kill us.
So. Yeah.
He earned his scooter.
Right. Oh, I didn't. What did I do?
Chinese auctions?
No.
You should have come with us to the dog thing.
No, I don't like the
sun. You would have had a terrible time. It was great.
Yeah. I like shade. I'm all about shade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says there's other names for Chinese auction are to avoid causing offense.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. And yet they were like waving signs. Get your Chinese. And I don't know.
No, I saw something called the Chinese auction the other day, like in a newspaper, at a local newspaper or somewhere. And I thought the same thing. I thought that's a weird name.
That's a weird name, right?
Unless it's like auctioning.
Is it offensive or is it just a weird name? That's the question.
Well, I don't know. I would think that they'd be auctioning off like Chinese goods if it's a Chinese auction.
Well, one of the things I won was a bottle of sake. So, but that's not Chinese.
Nice, Wombat. That. Mm-hmm. Good job.
This is getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Great news. Chinese auctions is not of Chinese origin.
Right. Remember when I said I was going to edit those podcasts for you?
Feels off. Is that off the table,
We have to do a lot of editing, it sounds like.
Is it because I offended your family?
Yeah. Oh. One thing that Mrs. Chibi hates is when white people get offended on Asian people's behalf. Like, what was the Black Widow? What's her name? Scarlett Johansson was in that movie,
yes.
The anime movie.
Ghost in the Shell.
Right. And people were offended, but it was only really white people that were offended. Like the actual Japanese people seemed to think.
Oh, you were sitting right then.
What's that?
You said to Japanese people.
Well, it's a Japanese anime.
Well, no, you said Ch-Japanese.
I just, you know, I'm a stammering
You're
fool.
You're worse than I am.
I'm a stammering
you
fool.
You are the worst of us all.
Don't blame my unprofessionalism for racism.
Guess who's never getting on Saturday Night Live now?
Oh, boy. That was much worse. I watched that whole clip.
That was a lot worse. We know the difference. That's
right.
I think what separates
us. We choose
us.
To ignore it.
Exactly. Show feedback?
There's a lot of show feedback. First of all, there was an incredible amount of CAGBAG contributions this week.
Cool.
There's a theme to them. I had to group them together, but you'll find out what that's all about later. Let's hear the show feedback, which is also plentiful.
Yes. So Solo Skywalker says, yep, I love how Wombat has hours upon hours to watch terrible movies and TV shows, but can't find 30 minutes to go for a jog. Excuses. It's very easy to watch terrible movies and TV shows when you're on a train for 45 minutes in the morning and 50 minutes in the evening, almost 2 hours a day. It's very difficult to jog on the train.
It's also very easy to watch terrible movies and TV shows on your couch in your living room and difficult to go for a jog, regardless of whether you had the time or not.
That is true, but it is, you know, I most of my TV watching is not done on my couch.
I figure that.
Yes. I feel like I say it every show, but maybe it just doesn't land. Like when you ask me, why do you watch that terrible show? And I say, because I'm on the train right. And it's easy.
I would just like to say that I did not put any of the show feedback on the island. It's all Wombat's picked show feedback. So don't think that I'm trying to do some gotcha stuff on Wombat.
No, this is all me.
Self-inflicted.
A lot of it was people just kind of shitting on me for not getting enough exercise, which when you say that it's you're bad. Depressed all the time, right. You know, nothing makes you feel less depressed than people shitting on you
right.
about your free podcast.
Or right. not exercising. That yeah, also helps about, with the not being depressed.
Exactly. So
the shame spiral.
Yeah. It
shame
doesn't
circle.
Help people. It doesn't help. It just made me feel bad and say, hey, maybe I shouldn't do a show anymore.
You shouldn't.
How can I make you feel bad, but in a good way, Wombat? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no one was helpful. Although this wasn't so bad. Aries, though, I had to say that he empathizes with me. It's hard commuting, putting in a full day with time for the family. Let's not forget he's semi-obligated to play games and keep up with events for the show. I know it's a tough habit to get into, but try exercising while watching TV, treadmill, push-ups, squats, dumbbell curls. I also found eating a healthier diet really helped with my depression. I really do need to eat better. That would really be step one. I eat junk.
Oh, I just heard that burp. It was disgusting.
Lovely. I'm well aware that I could and should be eating a whole lot better. And also probably getting a little bit better exercise. What doesn't help also is I used to have a much longer walk from the train station to my office, and that was cut in half.
Oh, they're fucking you left and right here. The man.
So, yeah, because we moved closer to the train station.
Right. Sounds more convenient, but it's killing you.
Yeah, it kind of is. And
I get it. No,
sucks.
I totally get it.
Couldn't you just walk a longer route to work?
What I try to do is in the middle of the day, just go for like a half hour walk.
Okay. Right. That counts.
You know, just around the city, just to, first of all, I like the fresh air and it gets me out of that in the office feel for a little bit. So I usually will like to go out for like a half hour. I don't have much more time than that, but it does. It gets me out and about. So there you go. That's what I try. And yes, I should definitely, you know what I need? I need one of those like little step machines. You know, those ones that don't have, that are just the steps that lay on the ground.
That's maybe just the that floor. These aren't steps.
Sitting on the couch.
Bicycle pedals?
Yeah. You know, like they make those.
Yes. That's not, you're not going to do any of that shit. You're not going to do any.
I don't think you get much exercise out of those anyways. There's like no resistance to those, right?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
It takes a lot of willpower, I think, to do the exercising while watching TV plan that Aries Dog recommended. You know, push up. If you had a treadmill or something in the house, that's one thing.
I have an exercise bike in the basement, but it's in the basement.
Yeah, got a TV down there or anything?
No, I have nothing down there.
You should get a ping pong table down there.
Why? So I could stare at a ping pong table while riding a bike?
I'll come and play with you. I'll bring the podcast over.
We need to do a basement cleaning. It's a little overcrowded again. I don't know how it fills up so quickly.
Get that treadmill out of there.
No, bike. Actually,
bike.
It's a bike.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You need to start a podcast about exercising, trying to find a way to exercise. Sponsored by...
These are all things I need to do. Or my grand plan of just dying in 4 years so my kids get the insurance money.
Great plan, Wombat. Stop joking about that. It's not funny.
It'll work. My kids get to go to college.
Not funny.
Laura could find someone new, maybe probably hopefully someone better and thinner. I get to eternal rest. Everybody wins.
That's funny.
Death to Wombat.
Stop it.
Angsto 2 has to say, I was feeling a little down on myself economically this week, but then I heard Wombat's budget $6 for lunch outings too. It sincerely made me feel less alone. This is not sarcasm. Thanks, CadCast. You are welcome. And I overspent today for lunch. But
I don't understand how you don't overspend every like $6.
You could easily spend $6 on lunch in Manhattan and be fine.
It's that's just you're not crazy eat, low. You're not like, eat, I don't know.
Well, that's just it. That's why I eat mostly junk.
Like I was going to say, like you have to like that is
it. Yeah,
most combo meals are going to be in that range.
Yeah, but I usually don't go for a combo meal during the day.
What's a combo meal?
You know, like a
fast food combo.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought you meant. I thought that was something more specific that you were talking about. That I was clueless on. Okay.
No, I try not to eat in fast food restaurants during the week because I am in Manhattan. But you know, like I could get two slices of pizza for $2 in the city.
It's mediocre pizza. It's actually not bad. Pizza. It's not that bad, probably.
Wait, was that $1 a slice?
Yeah, yes, they have a couple. There's dollar like pizza all over Manhattan.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like it's that difficult. I could eat pizza every day and only spend $2 a day.
I couldn't eat anywhere around here for $6 unless I was getting like the value meal.
Sometimes I'll go and I'll get like a breakfast sandwich, like bacon, egg, and cheese in a roll. And that's usually like $4 at most. And that'll actually fill me up the whole day. So I could do that sometimes. So it really depends. But today I had a burrito from Dos Toros, and that was $10. $9.75 if you want to get technical. So
right.
I don't know. Nobody's perfect.
No. We're not judging you. Only the listeners are judging you, Wombat. Don't worry.
I know. Tomorrow I'll probably make a peanut butter sandwich.
You have to understand, Wombat, that you know it's sort of the listener's job to judge you. It's your job to ignore them.
Or just be dead in 4 years and everyone gets the insurance money.
It's not funny. It wasn't funny last week.
It's a plan.
It's not a plan.
It is a retirement plan for everyone that isn't meek.
I don't know about that. Sounds like a bad plan. I'm not a fan of that plan.
You do have the insurance though, right? You're not just
Okay. I just paid it. I just paid that bill. It's quarterly and it's a big one.
Right.
Good.
I hate that bill.
All right. If you exercise more, it'll probably go down.
It's a pretty good rate because I signed up for it when I was fairly thin. So, you know, like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I think you should go to your local Orange Theory and introduce yourself as the Great Wombat.
Show them my insurance policy and they'll be like, that's a good plan.
Tell them that you need a free gym membership there so that you can do a podcast about you going to Orange Theory and trying to get in shape. And cure your depression. And they'll either say yes or no. Probably no.
Probably no. And then get back to the eat till I die.
They'll tell you to go back to your bunk. You don't belong here.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Go back to your bunk, fatty.
Fuck that guy. Kick that guy in the nuts.
That guy's dead.
See?
So.
Fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
His plan worked out.
Right.
It did.
All right, let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Sure.
Speaking of fuck 'em, so Todd Phillips says that you can't make comedies anymore because there's no funny comedies.
I believe he actually used the term SJW, which I hate that term.
Right.
Because it's so condescending for people that just
care.
Don't like bad things. Yeah, for people that care about things.
Right. People that have compassion.
Yeah.
Or like... morality?
Yeah.
I don't know. But to say that it's that you can't make comedies or edgy comedies today, it's like crazy. I mean, there's a lot of hilarious shit that I'm watching all the time.
Well, I was going to say it's the same week that he's saying that Taika Waititi released a trailer where he's playing Hitler. So right. Your argument holds no water.
You were really dead on when we were talking about the, I've been thinking about, I still think about the stupid Saturday Night Live Shane Gillis.
Yeah, whatever.
And you've made the statement that, you know, generally you can't punch down as a comedian, like that people don't really respond well to that. And did you get that from the George Carlin clip?
No, maybe subconsciously.
Oh, because there's somebody, I saw somebody post this on Twitter. It's like from the 90s or he's talking about, George Carlin's talking about Andrew Dice Clay. Because he's on Larry King or something, and Larry asked him about Andrew Dice Clay, and he's said, like, the thing about Andrew Dice Clay is that traditionally comedians punch up. They make fun of politicians. They make fun of celebrities. They make fun of, millionaires and, famous businessmen. But, they don't punch down, and that's what Andrew Dice Clay seems to be doing, and that's resonating with a group of people. And he goes on to say that he, supports his right to do that and everything, but that's traditionally does not how comedy works.
It doesn't last. It's not, you're not going to be able to maintain by punching down.
Yeah.
You're going to attract a certain type of audience, the type of people that like to punch down. Mm. And that's not the type of audience, at least it's not the type of audience I would want.
It's funny. You got to find that George Carlin clip because it was basically exactly what you said. I was like, wow. I was like, did he just lift this from George Carlin? And
I did not.
No, I'm sure you did because you probably would have just mentioned.
It doesn't mean that I may never have heard it in my lifetime. I don't want to be so bold.
Oh, it was. It's just like a clip from Larry King, him talking about.
Then I probably not. Yeah. I'm not a big Larry King watcher.
Anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's true. I mean, that's a very. It's not a grandiose idea, I guess, in comedy.
Right.
If you're a comedy nerd, but you just.
Look at all the comedy stuff that's on Netflix. That's the different sketch comedy stuff. Like, I think you should leave.
It's so funny.
Right. And it's not, it's all just wacky shit and it's completely off the wall, but they're not making fun of Chinese people in it.
No, and it's, exactly. Or, it's funny, the punching up, punching down thing. One of the examples I was thinking was like Pop Star. Have you ever seen that movie? I love that movie.
I need to watch it.
It's fairly recent. Yep. But that movie is literally just punching up.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours of making fun of the wealthiest, most spoiled people.
Yeah. I think if you're going to punch down, you better be really sure of your material. You better be it better be like it's 100%.
The other thing with punching down is you have to be aware that's what you're doing. And I mean, it's not pushing the envelope, it's getting a reaction.
Yeah.
And there's two different things, I guess.
What do we do?
We punch down.
We lick
the
envelope.
And we attracted a specific type of audience. And it shows in the comments.
Yes. what else we got here in Watch This Bitches?
So that was about the Joker. That's the Joker.
That was about the Joker. Are you guys going to see it this weekend?
Oh, is it
this
weekend?
I'm never
going
to see that movie.
Never?
No, does that look like something that I want to see?
It's a good airplane movie.
I do want to see it.
I don't even want to have people know that I'm watching it.
I don't know when I would go see it, but I do want to see it.
I would watch it at home. I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like I know the entire plot of the movie, and it's not something that appeals to me at all.
Right.
Well, he starts off as a fairly normal guy, just a little troubled. Uh-huh. He doesn't get along well with his mother.
Right.
And then he meets a girl that he thinks likes. And that doesn't go well. He thinks that she likes him and he makes a move and he winds up getting embarrassed. His embarrassment turns to him going on a crime rampage and probably murdering some people.
Uh-huh.
And then the movie is going to end with him walking down a subway hallway in the purple suit with the face makeup on. And then it's just going to say Joker, directed by Todd Phillips. The end. Right? That's the whole movie.
That's the movie. Yeah.
I think we've seen that movie like a few times before. It sounds quite familiar.
At least seven.
Right. It's like we've been there.
It's N7.
Yeah. I'll watch it on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
I'm good with that.
I hope I didn't spoil a movie I haven't seen for you.
Well, I wish Red Letter Media did a like one of their prediction movies for that.
They'll probably do that, and you can watch it, and you can see if I was right.
I'd rather watch
one of these six other Harley Quinn movies that's coming out or something.
I want to see the Harley Quinn movie. That looks like fun.
Which one?
I like the Black Canary one.
That's the...
Birds of Prey, the trailer
Birds
came
of Prey,
out today.
Okay. Not the Suicide Squad 2?
I want to see Suicide Squad 2, too.
Are those Harley Quinns in the same universe?
I think so, because in the trailer for Birds of Prey, Black Canary is holding Harley Quinn's Suicide Squad bat.
Is it the same actress in both?
Yes.
It is? Okay.
It is Margot Robbie in all of it.
Okay.
She apparently very much enjoys playing Harley Quinn and is really into the character, and she has enough clout where she could say, I want to keep doing this, and I say more power to her, because, you know, why not? It's better than someone who hates playing that role being forced to do it over and over and over again. So, good for her.
While you're talking about those Black Canary in DC, I've been watching Titans Season 2. Have you caught up
with that today on the train.
It's not that strong, I would say.
No, it isn't. It's not. Not at all.
I watch it with Mrs. Chibi, and there's some, like, the dialogue is... It's not great at times.
Oh no! It's written by like an auto. It's like auto written.
It's a computer.
Auto complete. It's the auto complete Titan script.
Right, and I was watching with Mrs. Chibi, and it was just one bad line. One particularly bad line was spoken, and I turned to look at Mrs. Chibi just to see what her reaction was, and she was just sleeping. So I was like, "Yep, that pretty much sums it up so far."
You know what you and your wife should watch? Because I'm sure you haven't seen any of it, but season two is just added to Netflix. It came out earlier this year.
What's that?
On one of those channels. I'm Sorry. It's a comedian, Andrea Savage. It's her sitcom.
Oh.
She plays a comedy writer, and her husband is Tom Everett Scott from That Thing You Do. And they're married, and they live in Los Angeles, and they have a daughter. And... every funny improvised comedian in LA shows up as a character on that show.
Oh, okay.
And it's really funny.
But
and
I thought
it's on
comedy
Netflix,
was dead, though.
Exactly. And you can watch it without commercials because it's on Netflix.
That's my jam.
And an episode's only like 20 minutes.
That's perfect. That's actually really good because we're looking for 20-minute shows that fills a need for us.
It's good. It's quick. There's only two seasons. We had already seen the first season. We started season two over the weekend. We're only like four episodes in because it's a show we're watching together, which is also nice to have a show that we're both watching. And there was a scene in, I think it's episode four of season two, whatever the last one we watched was, that we both gasped and laughed.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, no.
Did anybody shit themselves?
Hysterical. Nope, I'm not going to spoil it, but you won't see it coming.
No, I meant you guys.
And when it happens, you'll be like, what did I just see?
Oh.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's funny. And it's really dirty, so make sure Ty's not in the room.
No.
Lots of F-bombs. And
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's adult comedy. You should watch it. You would enjoy it.
Is there a lot of sex talk in that?
It's all sex talk.
Oh, good. I like that. Right before bedtime. That's good too.
It's a good, like, let's settle down before bed kind of show.
Let's get horned up before bed.
It's a little horned up. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, nothing gross, mm-hmm. no violence, no beheadings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of, you don't want that before bed.
No, never.
No. Right. What's next?
Sony and Marvel struck a deal to keep Spider-Man making money for them both.
Ship called it.
Shocking.
Yes, I did.
Can you imagine that the money won out over everything else? They decided to keep making billions of dollars instead of not?
It's crazy. I'm wondering how long it'll last and what else they're going to do here. But yeah.
The interesting thing of it is they've only agreed to like one film so far, right?
They agreed to one film and then they said but there was some cryptic thing where Kevin Feige was like, and it'll keep those characters in the movies. And I'm like, wait, what movies? Who's in what now?
Yeah, so, the thing that worries me about that is basically it sounds like they're going to be reevaluating it on a per movie basis and renegotiating, which both sides will purposely hold back stuff from
the financials. The financials would be
well, not just the financials, but like storylines. Like,
yeah, yeah, and it
you're going to like hold back stuff that you're not sure if you want to put in that movie or not.
Because there was the rumor was that Spider-Man was supposed to be in Doctor Strange. Like that was
which
the
makes
rumor.
Sense.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. So does that mean that Spider-Man is now back in Doctor Strange? Did they already write him out? Because I feel like they already started filming that. I don't know. So interesting. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Glad he's back, though.
Me too. And Chibi, I wanted to ask you this, speaking of Kevin Feige and the MCU. Kevin Feige's taking over Star Wars. Does that do anything for you, or is
I don't even know who that like, I don't know who that guy is. What does he do?
What's he is the Svengali behind all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's the producer of all the movies, and he basically has final say on what happens where.
Oh, I'm just against the current iteration of Star Wars. I haven't seen anything good come out of the current iteration of Star Wars.
I like the first one, The Force Awakens.
I don't like any of them. Movie. They're all bad.
The Force Awakens is a good movie.
My mind is open. If somebody else is going to come in and take over stuff, my mind is open. It's a different story. It doesn't have like, you know, the current characters in it. I mean, even if it does have the current characters in it, that's fine. Like, it's not like I dislike the current characters. I just sort of dislike the writing and the story and everything and what the characters do in the story. But I'm not like so sour on Star Wars that I'm just like turned off by anything that says Star Wars. Most of the products I am like that you'd see in a Bed Bath and Beyond, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't, but that's cool.
I would watch a Star Wars movie if
would too.
Yeah. I could be convinced. All right. So I think that's it for Watch This Bitches.
That's it for the show. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to dig us on the digs.
Right. Thedig.org. All right. How about a word from HelloFresh? We love HelloFresh. Did you know that HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit? You get easy seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. All you have to do is cook and enjoy. Say goodbye to the worst part of cooking, the endless grocery store trips. HelloFresh has you covered. There's something for everyone, from family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian. In fact, this week I've selected the salsa verde enchiladas, which is vegetarian. What do you think about that? Trying to get some, you know, have some meals that don't have meat in them. Why not?
That's what vegetarian means.
I know. Sometimes I get a veggie panini once in a while. I gotta mix it up.
I love their vegetarian meals, so I can't make fun of you.
You can add extra meals to your weekly order, as well as yummy add-ons like garlic bread and cookie dough. None for you, Wombat. Easily change your delivery days, food preferences, and skip a week whenever you need. As you know, I mean, I've been doing HelloFresh for like 2 years now. Basically, I'd say we only skip very few weeks out of the year. It's really only if we're out of town or we have maybe like Shima's mom staying with us. It's really been great. I think it's really changed our life a lot. And you guys can get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and entering CadCast80. That's $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/CadCast80 and enter CadCast80. Real quick, Wombat, what's your favorite HelloFresh meal?
I like anything that has macaroni and cheese in it. And I also like anything that has poblano peppers in it.
The cauliflower mac and cheese casserole.
Cauliflower mac and cheese is an all-time great.
Because you bake it in the oven after with a crispy top.
It's got the pancetta and the cauliflower, so you think you're eating something healthy.
Right.
And lots of noodles.
Delicious. Yep. Thank you, HelloFresh. I think we're ready for new releases.
My favorite part of the show.
All right.
No, it's not.
No, it's my least favorite part of the show, but Chipper gets to talk.
I do. Unfortunately, wow, this week of new releases. I hope you like FIFA.
FIFA's
that's
here.
That's the big one.
I thought FIFA has been
this
out
week's
already.
Is this this week's or last week's?
No, September 26th to October 2nd. Today's October 1st.
I guess. Because I was like, where's Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Break.
That's
point?
Next. That's next week.
Right.
It comes out on Friday. I guess. It's
how are we supposed to talk about it now, Wombat?
Because people are playing it now. Because if you bought the gold edition, you have it today.
Oh, really? I have it today.
Yes.
I have the physical copy though, because I went the Best Buy GCU route.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you have the gold edition, you get it. You can start playing it right now. 4 days early.
Love it.
Amazing.
Love to see it.
Yep. Love that technology.
Mm-hmm.
What's the early word on this? I guess we're talking about it now.
So I put this on the outline. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you put it. Could you move my stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I put a thing on the outline about it.
Listen, I can't be responsible for the things that you put it on the outline. No, it's right here. Ghost Recon Micro Breakpoints. Baba Booey.
Yeah, okay. So you I clicked on that and I read the article about Ghost Recon Breakpoints Microtransactions Explained. And I read through the article. It's very long.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of microtransactions for pretty much everything from T-shirts to time savers to whatever you could think of. They're trying to sell it to you in this game.
Right.
And some people are really pissed off about it, which I totally agree on. But the writer of the article, who I do not know personally, and I'm sure is very nice, but this made me laugh. Where was it? Here we go. Heather Alexandra, who wrote this article for Kotaku, in the comments section, because I was curious to know what people thought about the microtransactions, so I started reading the comments. Someone called her out for being like a shill for writing this whole long thing, which I don't understand why. And then she said, I have absolutely no friggin' clue where you're getting the idea that I'm being apologetic. Breakpoint's been mind-numbingly generic, and every single second I'm playing it is a second I wish I was doing something, anything else.
Yikes.
So, and I've heard rumblings from people so far, and I was checking it out on Reddit, because I'm a big fan of Wildlands. That's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this game is very bad.
Yikes.
So, I don't know this for a fact. I have not played it. I just can go off of what I'm feeling. And when I read a comment like that by someone on Kotaku, that makes me think, maybe this game is not good.
Did the first one, they didn't do great at launch either, though.
The first one had really bad reviews at launch. I think there were a lot of technical issues with the game at launch, and it took a while and a bunch of patches to make it the game that it became, which was an amazing game. It's, but it also, a lot of people
wouldn't call it an amazing game.
It's
a very playable game.
I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. How's that? Is that better?
I mean, I played it to 100% completion, but it's not amazing. It's I'm going to sit here and check things off this checklist, and I enjoy that.
And shoot people.
That's part of, it's part of the
It's on the checklist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I enjoyed that game very much, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because we're not reviewing Wildlands. We're not reviewing Breakpoint either, so.
Right.
I'm going to play it by next week's show. I'll have played some of it.
Yes, you will have played it, so you can tell us how it is.
Looking forward to it. What Cheapy and I played at E3, it felt very much like more Wildlands.
I played some of the demo. It didn't seem terrible, but you know, what do I know?
Remember when we waited online for an hour to play that, and then I couldn't invert the look on it, and then I said basically like...
And then we watched 15 minutes of cutscenes during the demo.
That was awesome. That's like, I love to waste an hour. Just fantastic. Hour and a half, really.
But I look forward to you letting us know if it is mind-numbingly generic.
Okay.
But it could
be
fantastic.
I hope it's a little bit mind-numbing. Like, if it's not too mind-numbing, they've switched up the formula on that game.
Oh, I didn't think it was...
Quite honest. No, I mean, it's very formulaic. Like, you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
But it was fun formulaic.
Yeah. You
formulaic
land the helicopter
isn't always
down
a bad
and,
thing.
They're fun little set-piece missions that you can do co-op and just sort of... Yeah, it's okay. But maybe this game, like the other one, needs like 6 months to get tightened up.
Yeah, they're going to support it. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
So they're going to turn it into something.
There's 5 pages of microtransactions. They're going to figure out something.
Yeah, they'll figure something out.
It's hard to want to rush out and pay full price for an Ubisoft game at launch when you know.
Sure. Sure.
But even now, you can get it for, like, it's not out yet. It's $50 plus $10 credit at Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and
what
Best
I have
Buy.
At Best Buy.
But it's only going to get cheaper. So.
Yep.
Yep. I'm thinking maybe Black Friday.
Yep. Should be good.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
So, 33 games came out for the Switch this week.
And 7 of them were Dragon Quest games.
Yeah.
Yep. And those are the mobile versions that they brought to Switch. So those are the phone versions of the Dragon Quest games.
Uh-huh.
But can I play Time Tunnel?
I don't know. Let me scroll down.
No, it's on the top.
Oh, yes.
I tricked you.
You have to say Arcade Archives Time Tunnel.
No,
what is Time
Tunnel?
Then
it wouldn't be a trick.
I don't remember what Time Tunnel is.
Me neither.
Great.
Thanks for bringing it up, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real interesting looking games on this Switch release list. Chop is Dish. Chop.
Ori and the Blind Forest, a Microsoft Studios game, is now available on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. SpookyGhosts.com is a game with .com spelled out.
Yes.
Like King, well, Kim.com.
I dare you to go to SpookyGhosts.com and tell me if it's for the game or if it's for something completely unrelated.
What, like, why? Is that some sort of sex act that I don't know about?
I have no idea.
No, that's the freedom finger.
Spooky Ghost.
Yeah, man, I gave her a spooky ghost.
.com.
It
is a website that's available to buy if you want to probably spend too much.
Hmm.
Someone's sitting on the domain.
Good. Right.
Thanks for doing the research.
Hey, it's what I'm here for.
This Neo Cab game looked interesting, and I tried to get her.
I want to hurry this show up so I can give my wife a spooky ghost.
That's gross, even though I don't know what it is. I'm just assuming it's gross.
That's when you put on, when you both put sheets on over yourselves.
Right. Yeah. And then what?
I don't know. I don't want to gross myself out.
Right.
So it's going to stop right there.
Or get arrested.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
It's when you both put on sheets and each one of you cuts a hole in the sheet,
uh-huh.
But you don't tell the partner what you're cutting a hole to. And it's up to you to figure out what you want to stick into each person's hole.
That's good. It works.
Yeah, that's a spooky ghost.
All right. Could be spookier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's how you wind up with a dick in your ear.
Right.
But, you know.
Ear. Anything else for new releases?
Nope.
Good.
Yep. Everybody got out of the way of FIFA, apparently. Code Vein came out. That's a Souls-type game, right?
I don't like any game that has the word vein in it, in the title.
It's like that's part of the spooky ghost.
I just don't want to think about it veins while I'm playing a video game. Sorry. I don't have to, I don't think I can accommodate that.
It's vampire based.
Nah, no veins. All right, let's move on to news multi-platforming and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk. I thought there was a word missing from this, from your section. I wasn't sure if that's what we decided to call it. But I guess that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
At Knights Eternal writes in and he asks, what happened with Wombie's Arby's loot boxes? I don't recall hearing more than 2 segments about them.
They ran out. It was only until through June.
But how many boxes do you get?
I got 6.
But we definitely didn't hear about 6 boxes.
I totally mentioned it, the 6 boxes, but that's okay.
6?
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's right, that I remember like 2 times.
I don't know. Be more interested in my life.
All right. Shanafan would know the answer to this.
He probably would know the answer to that. I definitely posted pictures of each one on Twitter, so maybe you just need to be following me on Twitter.
No, that's, but he's saying on the show about the show.
I know. I'm just saying. I thought I did, and if not, I definitely did on the tweets.
Right.
It's not like this is the Arbcast.
No, it's it could be. There could be one. All right. Let's...
Actually, I feel like you specifically said, please stop talking about these things.
I doubt that. That doesn't sound like something I would say.
It definitely sounds like something you'd say.
I want to talk about Apex Legends Season 3. That sounds like something I would say because I just said it.
I guess.
It just came out. Just started today. There's a new hero. I don't know. Legend. New legend, obviously. It's Apex Legends.
That makes more sense.
His name is Crypto. He's Asian. I believe he's Korean. I only played two matches. I'm pretty sure he's Korean. And he is like a support guy. He has his special move is a drone. So he throws a drone up and you can fly that drone around and mark off enemies for your teammates. And his ultimate is a EMP using the drone. So, and that knocks out people's shields. And there's a whole new map now. They took away the old map and there's a whole different map that you have to use. And I was champions of the arena in the second match that I played on it. So I think you guys got to recognize the skills.
Congratulations.
Good work.
Thank you. Thank you. They've done a good job, I think, of supporting Apex Legends with this new map and battle pass crap. I'm in. I'm back, baby. Thank you. At Shane writes in, you guys checking out the Destiny expansion? I'm still a week behind hearing about Wombat's $7 burrito lunch.
I haven't checked it out. I know a lot of people seem to be into it. I know so many people were trying to play Destiny today that the game was having queue issues.
I saw that. Like 18,000 people deep queues.
That's impressive for a game that's over a year old. That, you know, I didn't realize was still so robust. Congratulations, Destiny. I'm glad people still enjoy it.
I don't think any of us have played Destiny in a long, long while. Right?
That's not true, really, in the sense that I did upload my PS4 character into my Xbox, and I played it for like an hour the day I did that. Whenever that went live, that's the last time I turned on Destiny 2.
Is there cross-play on that?
Yes. Now? Yes.
Full on crossplay? And is the game, I got to buy the game or is it on Game Pass?
I have it.
EA, so, right?
Yeah, is it on EA Access? I don't know. Is that EA?
No, because they just added this whole expansion shit to it.
So. No, it's Activision anyway.
Activision. Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? Stop gaslighting me. I had it, so I don't know.
Somehow you got it.
Somehow I got it.
Shit.
I don't know. I feel like I played a lot of Destiny 2, but then the expansion started hitting, and it was all the raid stuff, and I just felt like I was not committed enough to soldier on.
Yeah, no, that's not really the stuff for me either. But
right. It's too hard.
That doesn't mean I'm not glad that the game is you know, I'm glad the game is successful.
Yeah,
of course. I like gaming communities. I think it's good for the medium. So there. Oh.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to go back to Destiny, but that's okay.
Uh-huh.
I might go back after Borderlands 3.
Sure you will.
Right.
After Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Right.
You will. After the Outer Worlds.
After you 100% Ghost Recon again.
And Borderlands 3.
And Borderlands 3. Perfect.
We played some Borderlands 3.
We did play Borderlands 3. The most mundane side mission you could possibly think of is what we did.
You entered Mrs. Shipwreck in my game. And that's what we do. We do all the mundane side missions we can find.
Oh my God. It was like 10:30 at night or something. Uh-huh. And
that's our time.
The mission was to get coffee, just to get a cup of coffee for somebody.
Yes.
And then the coffee shop doesn't have the power, so you got to find the power supply. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't have a cup, I believe.
I'm bored hearing you talk about
it. They needed
a travel mug, yes.
Yes, and we had to get the mug, and then finally, then you got to fill up the mug with the coffee, and then you got to bring the coffee to somebody.
Yep.
And the whole time I was just complaining about it. We successfully completed
that.
I felt like
you missed the next mission where we opened up a burger diner again.
That's great.
And we delivered some burgers.
Sure, you weren't playing Farm Together. This sounds like Farm Together.
Oh,
that's fantastic as well.
It was fun to hang out with the Shipwrecks.
It's
that part
fun.
Was great.
I enjoy that game. Yes, I very much enjoy Borderlands 3.
That wasn't what I was reacting to.
What? Oh, hanging out with the Shipwrecks?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. The whole time I'm trying to convince them that the game is bad, and Mrs. Shipwreck's like, no, you know, it's fun. I like it kind of. But, you know, she wasn't very convincing in her defense of it.
She wants to play Borderlands. Yeah, she wants to play Borderlands 3.
Like, right. I get it. But I think she sees it. She definitely sees it for what it is. But mm-hmm. she likes it. That's what she's looking for.
Yep. You can join our game anytime, GP.
I might. This was sort of a follow-up to your Ghost Recon microtransactions talk, but this is from Colonel Rangoon with a good question. How could a $60 game successfully monetize their microtransactions without backlash from consumers?
They need to be all cosmetic. They need to be pay for what you want. And it has to be at a one-to-one currency. So it can't be like 600 quad points, which costs $5 for 600.
Right, right.
Don't make me do weird ass math.
Right. They don't even need to have virtual currency if they don't want to.
Exactly. It should be, oh, I like that shirt. I'm going to pay $2 for that shirt. I don't want to buy a box and randomly hopefully get the shirt. I don't want to have to deal with math to figure out how much money would I need to spend to get the 1,250 points so I could get the thing with the three shirts. Right. That's too much.
Right.
And they all do that. And that's why they're all terrible. And that's why everyone who works for a video game company is going to hell. I don't make the rules.
Right. It's in the Bible.
I know. It says it.
I mean, it's really not about like not having backlash. It's about they're all playing a balancing act of how much backlash, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. How much backlash can they get away with?
Yes. Right. Like that's you're finding the sweet spot of backlash and profits.
But to do it without making people mad is easy. It's just not profitable.
Right. You have to make some percentage of people mad.
It's less, still profitable.
Exactly. And the biggest scam is the weird currency based against dollars. There's always going to be leftover.
That's how you avoid the backlash. That's one way of avoiding it. It's just confusing everybody.
Yep.
That's all part of the money making schemes is confusion. It's literally part of it's in the playbook. Mm-hmm. There should really be a bill of rights for gamers about how microtransactions.
You sound like one of those bad gamer take guys. Where's the gamer's bill of rights? We're like a race too. Shitty Gamer Takes is a Twitter account.
No. There was like a gamer voting. Like
I don't know. But you sound like one of those people. No, tell us how the Joker is.
What I'm saying is that it wouldn't be too hard to put together a list of microtransaction mechanics that we find sort of irrehensible? What's the word?
Not reprehensible?
I don't know. I'm trying to make up a word here.
I think you are. Irreprehensible.
Yes, that's the word. There's some that we can tolerate, and there's some that we just think are bullshit, like loot boxes, paid for loot boxes. And I don't think it's too much to ask for companies to not put these things in their games, because some of them are psychologically manipulative and some of them are just, you know, kind of gross, taking advantage of us, and they need us.
That's where Borderlands 3 comes to the rescue.
They do a pretty good job in that department, at least. But then again, their whole gameplay loop is based upon basically a loot box in the game. But
that's the one-time purchase.
Yes, that's right. It's hard to get too fired up about how they've done their microtransactions. So that I think that's a way that they can successfully monetize a $60 game with microtransactions.
Well, they don't have microtransactions.
Don't they sell skins in there?
No.
Well, they're going to, though.
No, they have stated they're going to do DLC, traditional DLC, like they did with the other Borderlands games.
It's $40 for the season pass for Borderlands.
Hmm?
Okay. I remember Randy on stage entertaining us with tales of of
skins.
Of skins, and that they would.
I remember that too.
And then
but
he
I
said
guess they, maybe not. Or maybe he got outvoted.
No, he said they were going to have skins and it was going to be like traditionally. But then he had said there were going to be no microtransactions, and then he said traditional skin microtransactions. But maybe now we're back to no.
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing that's out there.
Well, they would have it.
Yeah, but there's not like even a store in there for them. They're all based upon like shift codes and VIP codes and email codes and everything currently. So
I mean, it's certainly not on the level of like an Ubisoft with
If Assassin's you can't Creed. Trust Randy Pitchford, who can you trust?
Right, he's got your back. He's going to entertain you coming and going. He's going to take care of you totally. And he's not going to rip you off with microtransactions. It can be done. It can totally be done. But these companies know it's a science. It's like a science. They figured out how to just what can make the most money, and they're going to – some of these companies are just going to do it. But we need that Bill of Rights. But Wombat, you know, is making fun of me, so now I'm not going to do it.
No, you're not going to do
it. I was going to start this whole thing.
You're going to be on Shitty Gamer Takes with your name blurred
it's
out.
It's a good gamer take, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good gamer take. Look,
we need a gamer bill of rights because we're the consumer, and that makes us right.
No, I mean, look, Bill. You can't argue. You sound silly. I mean, you can't argue that I'm wrong. You know that I'm not making not sense here.
I can argue that you're wrong as much as I want.
Well, you can argue, but we just. I mean,
it's my right. Do I need to have my arguer's bill of rights?
Yes. You can't even argue anymore in this year. Too many SJWs.
SJWs have taken away my ability to argue.
Yep.
So what if I think some races are better than others?
Right. All right, let's move on.
By races, I mean in the Olympics.
Right, yeah.
The hurdles are much better than the 100-yard dash.
True.
See? I told you.
Oh, man. At the relay race at Tai's Japanese school... Check this. You know they got the relay race, and the way they do it, it's with the batons and everything.
They pass the duchy on the right hand side.
The way they do it is that the anchor's like the last guy to go, right?
I understand what an anchor is.
They're all wearing sashes to
sports.
To sports. They're all wearing sashes because to signify that they're the anchor. And so it's time for the anchors to go, and they're all running around, and this one guy, his sash is just. It's way too big on him. They didn't like tie it to him. It's just not good. And it's just slowly moving down to the last quarter of the race where it's now down around his ankles and he trips and falls. And Ty's team loses.
Oh.
Yep. Got to work on that, guys.
That's the coach's fault.
Yeah.
Fire the coach.
I've never heard of attaching sashes to the
Me neither.
It's Japanese field day. It's a lot of weird things going on. You just got to go with the flow and just be glad that you're not in Japan watching it where it's much longer and much less fun. It's much more serious. So I'm just like happy that to not be going through this in Japan where I've gone through it many, you know, I don't know, 5 years worth. Yeah. They do it much better here. They Americanize it a little bit for the whiteys like me. All right, let's move on. Sony announces that. Oh no, we skipped this whole Gearbox thing with Gearbox basically taking
so
credit.
Much. They're terrible. Sorry, Ship. They're terrible.
I don't. You can say that all you want.
He likes the game.
I like the game.
So Troy Baker announced that he. Didn't make his follow-up appearance in Borderlands 3 because they didn't want to hire union actors. And, you know, he didn't – I don't know. He just – I don't think, like, Troy said anything – wasn't, like, disparaging them at all. He was just sort of stating what he believed to be true in sort of, like, a straightforward manner. And instead of just
something,
sort of –
Something is very weird going on with my computer. Sorry.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here and it keeps kind of my monitor keeps dimming.
Oh.
And then coming back.
All right. Just the monitor. We don't need that.
Yeah.
That's not important.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
The Gearbox put out a statement saying, "We believe strongly in working with local voice actors whenever we can, which is why we're thrilled Troy's career really took off after working with us," referring to a game that he worked on very early in his career.
His first major role. Yeah.
His first major role. But Brothers I don't even understand that statement. It says we believe.
Do you need me to dissect it for you?
I understand. I just don't understand the part with the local voice actors. Was he a local voice actor at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's not uncommon. I worked with a lot of local voice actors when I was in college in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is how I got my job working with real voice actors in New York City.
But does Gearbox really believe in working with local voice actors?
Yes, because they're cheaper.
Right. They believe with working with cheaper
actors.
That
means is
they believe in working with local talent that works non-union for, you know, whatever it is, probably $250 a session.
Right.
A session. Not even an hour. A session.
Right. So that's what they really mean. So why do they why do they have to disparage the guy or take credit for the guy's success when they could just say, I just wish the guy the best. All the best. That's all you have to do.
Or just not say anything.
Or not say anything.
They can't do that.
They
can't help themselves. They're constantly on the defense.
Right.
Since it's a major release, maybe work with union talent.
Why, though, in this case?
Save money.
I don't know. So you can have all your voice actors back?
It doesn't matter, though. Like, they sound fine. That's the thing. Like, I get,
enjoy your shitty game.
Made by shitty
people.
But no,
it's true. Like,
enjoy your shitty game made by shitty people.
I will, and I understand like that unions, like I can appreciate unions, but if they want to not do the union route and there's nothing stopping them from that.
Right. They don't have, they certainly can.
Why would you not if you were,
I don't know.
Especially
if you want a specific caliber of talent in your game,
they don't need it though.
They don't need it. Like,
yeah, but if they don't need it and they're fine. I mean, yeah, like Ghost Recon Breakpoint, you want John Bernthal in your game, you're paying union.
Right.
So,
but all the writing in Borderlands 3, and it's like, it's just filler.
Yeah, it's all garbage.
I don't think it's all.
It's
filler.
There's no need to listen to it. So why pay people?
I listen to all of it.
You're the one.
I play the game on mute.
Some of these characters.
I play the game on mute, so I don't have to hear it.
That sounds right. I would do that too.
And a blindfold. I wear a blindfold too.
That's smart. It's really ugly. That's a very smart way to play it.
Graphic. Yeah. And the game stinks so bad that I shove cotton wads up my nose.
That is, I think, the smartest thing you've said this entire show. It took us an hour and 1 minute and 52 seconds, but we got here.
Mm.
Ah, such a good game.
I'm editing that out.
Everybody tell me everything they know about PlayStation Now.
It's very similar to Game Pass.
Is it?
But it used to cost more, and now it's only $9.99 a month or $60 a year. Yes, apparently all PS4 games and PS2 games can be downloaded, but PS3 games must be streamed.
All of the games that are on the service.
Yes. So you can download the PS4 games that are on the service to your hard drive.
This is a backwards compatibility situation.
I think so. When it launched, it was all only streaming. And then they changed it at some point.
The point where people said, no, I'm not paying for this shit unless I can download the games.
Yeah, I don't know when they did it, but they did. And now now it seems like they're really trying to come after Game Pass by cutting the price to $60 a year.
They're trying to get parity. I don't think they're really coming after Game Pass. They're just realizing
something that we have to have.
We got
to
get this shit going.
But at the same time, like you can say that it's similar to Game Pass and that it's a service like that, but the new releases are not there.
No, the new releases are not there, and the big ticket items like God of War, which is on there now, is only there for a limited period of time. So I don't, whatever. Which seems weird because it's not like that game is brand new anymore. But whatever. I just work here. But there's like 300 games that you can download.
Gotta be competitive.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm glad that they've dropped the price on it. It still does not for me.
I don't need both.
Right.
I have Game Pass and I'm paid through that through 2021.
Right.
So
like if PlayStation wanted to start throwing those launch exclusives into that, then Now we got something to talk about.
First party exclusives are there day. Like Gears 5.
Right. Now we got something. Right.
Now you got something. You got Spider-Man on there.
Right. I'm not really looking for Infamous Second Son for $10 a month.
You get Death Stranding on there on release day. It's
Nah, not that one. I had you until you said Death Stranding.
Kojima, you know, it's a game and an experience and a lifestyle and a habitat.
I don't really know much about that game, I gotta say.
It's like a biome.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
All right. Cool. I think I know exactly what the game is like now.
Yep.
I'm pre-ordering it. Hold on.
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on to the Apple Orchard.
Yeah, another service.
All right.
Yeah, we got a lot of subscription services. And wait till you get to the CAG bag. It's just you're going to be bowled over.
So I talked about What the Golf last week, and I finished that up. That is definitely worth checking out.
Nice.
Play through that. I think it, I want to say it took me like maybe 4 hours or so to play through it. Maybe a little bit more.
All right.
Sounds pretty good.
That's good. And then I started playing the Pinball Wizard.
Any good?
Yes, not at that, not on the same level as good as What the Golf.
Okay.
But it's a roguelike pinball game where you're actually like the ball is actually a wizard that you're hitting around the map and kind of like
of course the ball is a wizard.
Yeah.
Taking the industry out, was a dog.
Kind of like Zelda type of rooms, like pinball rooms, Zelda style. And you can kind of like do magic spells. Like if you click on the screen, it like pauses it a little bit, slows down time. So you can like launch out like a multi-ball spell, stuff like that. And you're just working your way up a tower and you keep your powers, and you upgrade and everything. So it's cute. And then I checked out Overland.
What's that?
That is a turn-based strategy game, kind of like an Advance Wars type of thing. But it's a zombie apocalypse type thing. It seems pretty solid as well. I've yet to find anything that's just outright terrible on Apple.
No, but I have found that things can be a little difficult for some reason. Like, there's a lot of difficult games. But, or maybe I'm just terrible. I don't know.
What have you tried? What have you tried?
I played some Outlanders this week. That is a resource gathering strategy game. Think like Keflings. That type of thing. But it's level based where, you know, you do a specific task and then you just go to the next, like, landmass and you're doing that. It's good. It's difficult. I did I'm on level 2 and I actually made it really far and then all my people died and I was very upset, but I will keep playing it. It's a good train game because it's kind of just kind of in the mood kind of a thing. So, but check it out. Outlanders. I think you would actually like it, Chip.
Okay. I'll check it out. I'm going to finish up Pinball Wizard and maybe I'll check it out after that.
I was going to say, you already own it. You might as well download it.
You could, yeah, but I feel like if I'm not, like, I could actually complete these games. It's not like most phone games where you just play to, like, until you're done, like, tired of playing that game. These are games that, like, you can actually play to completion. So I think I'm just going to stick with one until I play it to completion. If I like it enough, if I'm not enjoying it, then sure.
Then you just move on to the next
game. Yeah, on to the next thing, but... Pinball Wizard has it's a solid 7.5 out of 10, but it's got good like hooks to it, so I'll stick with that one unless it gets really hard at the end, and then I'll say screw it.
Sounds like a good plan. Good plan. Solid plan.
Cheapy, you still haven't delved into it?
I'm not gonna. I don't play games on my phone. I just don't. It's fine if other people do. I don't judge you, but I poop, but
pictures of himself and post them on the internet.
That's what I'm doing mostly, and pictures of my poop. Those I don't post on the internet. I print those out and put them on my wall. No, I don't know. I just look at Twitter or something. Is that so weird?
Mm-hmm.
What the Golf looks cool. I could do that, I guess. But I don't know. I like to have
You can play that on PC as well.
Right. Right. All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag. I'm like sweating to death down here. And
that's fine. Move on. Tired. I was waiting for you.
Yes.
Waiting for you.
So,
you.
So many questions.
We're waiting for you.
So many questions revolving around subscription services. This is a special edition CAG bag. At AED Alight asks, anyone excited for Outer Worlds? Also, I think this one is coming out on Game Pass. How is this model sustainable?
I'm very excited for Outer Worlds. I'm glad it's coming out on Game Pass. And I don't care how it's sustainable because I get it.
Where when is this coming out? Is that's not this year.
This month.
Yeah.
It's this
very
month.
Soon.
Oh.
Very
wow.
soon.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited then. I didn't realize it was forgot that we're coming into like game time on the calendar.
Yes, sir.
How is this model sustainable? Do the math. How many people do you think are subscribed to Game Pass? Let's keep it simple. Let's say there's only 1 million people subscribed, which obviously there's more. $60 a year at 1 million people. That's $60 million. You know it's a lot more than 1 million people subscribe. That's a big pool of money. You can see incrementally how that pot of money gets pretty large every year. So if you have like $100 million coming in, you can start paying out, making deals with like sort of bigger games and saying, yeah, we're going to pay you per download. It's a lot of money to draw from. And since all they're doing is just basically – providing a storefront and, a way to download the games, it seems pretty sustainable to me. Seems real good.
Well, and Microsoft owns Obsidian now as well.
Sure. Sure. So. But I could see how these types of services are sustainable, even if you don't own the, the development company. There's a lot of money there. Especially as more people subscribe. At Gowans 007 asks, what's Wombat's top picks from the complete Game Pass library?
It's a tough question. I actually opened the list to prepare for this.
Slay the Spire is obviously one.
Slay the Spire is definitely on there, as Dead Cells is a really good one.
Yes.
They also just added Lego Worlds if you're looking for something to play with the family.
Never.
Gears 5. I'm just saying that's there. Gears 5, Forza Horizon 4, Middle Earth Shadow of War. I finished that game before it was on Game Pass. I think that game is a very good game. I also really like Zoo Tycoon, another good game to play with kids. Guacamelee, and I think Guacamelee 2 are both on there. Those are both very good games. Super Hot, Chibi, I know you agree with me on that one.
I finished that. Fantastic.
Yep. That's a great game. Sunset Overdrive is a great game. Marvel vs. Capcom is fun. there's so much there. Rocket League. Descenders. Descenders is a good one that maybe you may not have played or thought about, but I actually highly recommend that game. That game is a lot of fun. What else is on here? Operencia.
Just read the whole list alphabetically, please.
The thing is, I'm not even reading the whole list. I'm like skipping tons of stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, there really is. There's a lot there. There's Borderlands, the good ones. Those are on there.
All right. Next question. You've answered. You've done. You've gone well above and beyond.
Strange Brigade. That's another good one.
Okay. At DB Sodi asks, does anyone think that Ubisoft's subscription service is too high? I didn't even know they had a subscription service until I read this question.
It's on PC only.
I'm a huge fan, but I'd rather just buy my huge ass game I play forever than pay for 2 years to finish it. How much does it cost? Let's see. It's Uplay. It's called Uplay Plus. It's $15 a month.
Whoa.
And it's 100 plus PC games. There's not even like a pay for a year, get a discount type of situation. Just $15 a month. Yeah, that seems like a lot.
I mean, most of those
games you could get for that if you just bought a Ubisoft game every month.
It comes with like every game, so yeah. Well, $15 right, but like a month isn't enough.
How many, you're going to be paying $15 a month, but how many Assassin's Creed games can you play in a month?
Right. How many games are they putting out in a year? They have 110 games on here, but they're all like, I don't know. If you really need to play every Rainbow Six game, this is for you. Rainbow Six Lockdown, anyone?
This looks more like a list of like something that would be on a Steam sale, where you're like, I guess I'm going to buy every Might and Magic for $15. I guess that's a thing I'll do.
Right, right. But except in this case, you're not.
You're not actually buying them, but. Right. But yeah, this seems like so many of these, like Ubisoft, all of their games get really cheap, really quick.
Right.
So this is
because they're riddled with microtransactions.
Even before that, Ubisoft was notorious for their games dropping to $40 like within a month of release.
Because I think they wanted you to get the season pass and those. They still have the season passes.
Mm-hmm. Could be. I mean, they had a formula, obviously, like of when to drop prices, and they definitely did the math of, hey, if we still have this new release but drop it $20, that can, people that weren't necessarily looking to pick up Far Cry 4, we're going to go out and get it because it was like, oh, this is a new release. It's $20 off. I can't pass that up.
Right, right. True. They know what they're doing.
Hmm?
Tricky, I don't know, French.
The $15, I'm out on that one.
Right. Dude, they got to give us a deal, at least on a year subscription. At another subscription service question, at RedTang2K6 asks, do you think Google Stadia is dead on arrival? If not, how long do you think it will last?
I don't know.
It's pretty dead on arrival. They're gonna
probably. I wasn't going to say that. You could say it.
I'm going to say it. I just don't think they're going to put any marketing into it. I think it's just, it's like Google probably has like a million divisions. None of them talk to each other. Didn't they announce there's like an Android? There's like now like their version of Apple Arcade, but it's on Android. And it's a, same type of subscription thing. Like, these guys don't have anything to do with each other. Like, the gaming people on that don't talk to Google Stadia people. It's going to be a half-assed thing. It's going to, how long do you think it'll last? I mean, they're going to have to support it, though, for a while, right? People are paying for it. So, I don't know. But it's going to bomb. We read the basketball question. At the Death of Fun asks if we're giving out any copies of Destiny for Halloween this year. The neighbors got the Halloween decorations up.
Oh, we put ours up today.
Yeah. They got some good ones. They got like this invisible wire coming down from the tree with ghosts, like real sheets. It's pretty solid. I think that's enough. Don't you think that's enough, Wombat?
Yeah, we did good.
Did we?
Yeah.
We did something.
Yeah.
All right. Let's remind everybody to get $80 off their first month of HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/CadCast and enter CadCast80. Also, follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and of course, at Video Game Deals. Don't forget to check out Wombat's new podcast, The Masked Swingers.
Ooh, I like that.
That's, now that people will pay for.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be called After the Bread. Bread's done.
Look at you. Ready? Showing the world what you can do.
Let's do it.
Yeah, look what you can do. Get in shape, girl.
Get in Shape Girl is exercise gear for girls. There are 5 different sets and each comes with its own exercise tape.
Get in Shape Girl.
Get in Shape Girl from Hasbro.